are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, we all should have seen this one coming. Hospitals that have been threatened to be fined if Medicare patients come back for readmission are instead now holding off admitting them in the first place. Now, remember we talked about last month how what hospitals are going to do is if they release you and you're a Medicare patient and you come back, they're probably going to delay, keep you in holding in the ER. Well, we forgot to predict that they may not let you in the first place. They may try to nip this in the bud before you even become a quote-unquote hospital patient from the ER. They say, faced with financial penalties, this is from Evansville Courier and Press, with Medicare, if they run patients in and out too frequently, many hospitals around the country are holding off admitting Medicare patients in the first place. They are holding more patients for quote-unquote observation, several hundred thousand more than back in 2009. Many patients are kept in limbo in the ER for 72 hours or longer without being formally admitted to the hospital. Have any of you Medicare patients endured that? Where you were for 3 days stuck in the ER or in the hallway? I'd love to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They are still physically in a hospital bed, but usually in the ER, there's multiple beds lined up. It's not really your private room. I think it's less fumigated. I think there's less air filtration or the potential to avoid pathogens in the ER because of all the hustle and bustle, as opposed to some of these hotel, these hospital rooms are like hotel rooms. You know, I mean, they're private. The nurse comes in, sometimes wearing a mask, etc. But when you're in the ER, you have somebody coughing. You have no idea if they have tuberculosis until somebody finally diagnoses them 72 hours later. All right, so they say because they're still physically in a hospital bed, many patients and their families don't realize they're considered outpatients. And as a result, are likely to face higher costs for care they get and often no coverage for follow-up care in a nursing home. This is interesting. I can't believe how naive I am. One of my very good friends, his father, right before he died, had gone into the hospital for a COPD exacerbation, an emphysema exacerbation. And he was stuck in the ER almost for 2 days. And they call me and I go, all right, I'm going to, you know, raise some hell. And I go, what's going on? And they said, well, there's no beds. Now, I remember that trick years ago when I was in training. There would be beds. There could be complete wards open up in the hospital floors, the higher hospital floors. But if there's no nurses to staff them, then you can't put a patient in there if you don't have the nursing staff. So my thought was, oh, okay, they probably don't have nursing staff. And I said, look, if that's the case and they don't have nursing staff, stay right where you are, because at least you have an ER doc right there watching you. Because, you know, once you go up to the floor, the nurses hope that your admitting doctor shows up. Sometimes they show up the next day. Sometimes they make a phone call. Some are diligent and come that night, but many don't. So I told my friend and his father, if you're at least getting some sort of medical care and somebody watching you and hovering over you, then stay where you are in the ER. Look how stupid I was. Look at that. He was a Medicare patient, a COPD patient. People with COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, severe emphysema, they go in and out like a revolving door in the hospital. They didn't want to admit him. They wanted to keep him in holding, exactly like this article is saying, this study's saying. Oh, it's a shame. Oh, that's a shame. Yeah, and he ended up dying. I mean, he ended up going up to a room, but his COPD was so severe that he died. But, you know, now that you think about it, you hear more and more people being stuck in the ER. But, again, I thought that was because of the, you know, the looming nursing or the chronic nursing shortage that we've had. If you don't have nurses, you can't put the patients up into the hospital. And you have wards completely closed down. So they take, you know, care of patients in the ER until a bed opens up where they have a nurse. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. They say this tactic has outraged many patients and resulted in lawsuits. The changes come as Medicare implements tougher policies aimed at preventing frequent repeat hospitalizations for the same medical problems. I told you that was stupid. It's not the doctor's fault. It's not the hospital's fault. And it sure as heck isn't the patient's fault. Yet Medicare wants to save money. So they want to penalize the hospital if you come back. So who suffers? You do. Patient, the hospital doesn't want you. But what's even worse, the hospital doesn't want to take you to begin with. This is exactly what the government wants. They want doctors to leave Medicare. They want hospitals to stop taking Medicare patients. They want you to not have care. Why? Because then the government gets to swoop in and save the day. And like I said yesterday, they're going to save the day by coming up with a public option the next time we get a Democrat in office. The government wants a crisis. They want you begging. That's how Hitler rose to power. They want you so vulnerable, so scared, so worried. How do you explain what's going on with employment? We're out of jobs, and the government is saying, oh, let's not deport the illegals and give them jobs instead of our citizens. They want the crisis. Yes, in the short term, President Obama may not be reelected. But in the long term, they get to then implement policies where they take control. Now our Medicare patients, who have for years put money in the system, paid their dues, don't get to be admitted to the hospital because the hospital is in fear of being penalized by Medicare for the care they're going to give you. That's baloney. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. June 27th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1571.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1610.68, 805.34 for a half ounce, or 402.67 for a quarter ounce. That's 1610.68, 805.34, and 402.67.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
And we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. A big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Donovan, who is working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. You know we have a Droid app now for free that you could download, and then you could listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show anytime you like. If you miss any of the hours, you'll be able to catch up. Now this is absolutely frightening, all right? And I apologize for using absolutely. I should say ridiculously frightening. Ridiculous. For those of you that just missed the first segment, we were talking about a few months ago how Medicare is going to penalize hospitals for patients that become readmitted. So let's say they were discharged for pneumonia or stroke or heart attack. If the Medicare patient comes back to the hospital, Medicare will penalize the hospital by paying them less. So what we predicted is that hospitals will probably either not let you leave, or they won't let you come back. And if you do come back, they'll keep you in the ER. Well, we overlooked the fact that hospitals may not want to admit you, to begin with. And that is what we're seeing, right? What we are seeing now is hospitals are holding off admitting Medicare patients and keeping you in the ER such that you never become a first admission to begin with. You see, this is a perfect example of something not being thought through, unless Medicare or the U.S. government is maliciously trying to do this to our Medicare patients, where they want a crisis on their hands. Is that what they want? Medicare, they say, is already auditing hospitals to see how many revolving door patients there are for certain conditions like heart failure, heart attack, pneumonia. It will soon start imposing penalties amounting to 1 to 3% of the facility's total Medicare payment for the year if numbers aren't held down. That's huge. 1 to 3% of the facility's total Medicare payment for the year. Medicare policymakers say they intend to stick to induce hospital officials to insist on better diagnosis and care by medical staff, better coordination of care when patients go home, and making sure they see outpatient doctors quickly after discharge. Okay, so let's stop for a second here, all right? Now, I've had plenty of experience in hospitals and ERs. I was an ER physician myself. I also went through years of training, all right? They want better diagnosis. All right. Are we physicians misdiagnosing? As far as I'm concerned, every time one of my patients I send for gallbladder surgery, appendicitis, heart failure, pneumonia, we've been right on. Now, true, the ER doc diagnoses them themselves. My fault with ER docs currently, some of them, is they've been not admitting the patient and kicking them out. All right, so I mean, if I had a problem with physicians and misdiagnosis, it would be diagnosing them too benignly and kicking them out of the hospital. But in terms of my sending a patient to the hospital and that patient getting admitted, I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but I'm usually right on. It's not very difficult. It's not really that difficult to diagnose heart failure, COPD, emphysema, acute asthmatic exacerbation, pneumonia. It's really not that difficult. I know people think doctors are rocket scientists, but they aren't. Do I sound like a rocket scientist to you? I ain't. All right? You know, a lot of these diagnoses that we give these patients are pretty easy. So what they're trying to say that the medical staff and the ER docs are misdiagnosing? And yes, a misdiagnosis does happen. Right, every now and then we'll have a person with a base of the tongue tumor that was misdiagnosed as allergic rhinitis because the patient complained that they kept having a runny nose and feeling like they had to clear their throat. Those misdiagnoses could happen, or it could be a delay of diagnosis until finally testing is done, you know, to go, okay, looks like now we could see the tumor. It's large enough. Now we know what's going on. But, you know, usually in the hospital setting with admissions, you have the family doc or the internist sending the patient with their thought. You have the patient going through the ER, and many of these diagnoses are really not that difficult. Medical students can figure out these diagnoses. It's not that hard. Okay? Then they say better coordination of care when patients go home. So the doctor of the hospital, whether it's a private doctor or a employee of the hospital, has to coordinate care when patients go home. Now, back in the 90s, when I was in the hospital sending people home, you would have social services or a social worker come to consult on the patient a couple days before discharge. And you would coordinate with them, rehab, social services, home nurses. But the one thing we were seeing was many of these patients didn't have many benefits for that. And I was worried because I'm like, well, you'll end up coming back to the hospital. If you don't have the benefits that you need to have the extended physical therapy, I mean, sometimes 6 visits of physical therapy doesn't cut it. You need a little bit more physical therapy. All right? You need a home health nurse. You need IV therapy, etc. All right, your doctor has to be available. If I'm a hospitalist and I'm only seeing you at the hospital, I have to make sure that your doctor, let's say you are a Medicare patient, will see you in a timely manner the following week or a few days later. Now, it's nice for that to be the hospital doctor's responsibility, but what if the family doc or internist is unavailable? What are you supposed to do? Are you supposed to rip that patient away from their family doc or internist? Are you supposed to steal that patient and see them yourself? What do you do to avoid the Medicare penalty? You only have so much control. Now, what happens usually in the hospital? Well, they give you a piece of paper saying follow up with your doctor. You deal with it yourself. Now, it would be nice for us to take the time, try to coordinate the care, get on the phone. I think it would be nice. But remember, we have a doctor shortage, especially with Medicare patients. And the average wait time for a Medicare patient to see their doctor is expanding and lengthening and lengthening. All right, we have an issue. I mean, we're setting these hospitals up to fail. If Medicare is covering less outpatient services, home health, rehab, physical therapy, and they're de-incentivizing doctors to take Medicare, you are setting these hospitals up to fail, which is what the government wants, because then they get to reap more money back from what they have to pay hospitals for Medicare. Now, what else are they saying here? They want to make sure that outpatient doctors quickly see them after discharge. That's what we just talked about. What if that can't happen? All right, I can't tell you how many times I hear patients say, look, I cannot see my doctor for 4 weeks. Of course they're going to go back to the hospital. Is it the hospital's fault? Is it really the hospital's fault? Who's suffering with all this? The patient. You're being thrown around like a hot potato. Nobody wants to hold you. Nobody wants to cradle you. Nobody wants to give you kisses on your forehead. And they're penalizing everybody to make it look like they're not anti-Medicare patient. You see what Medicare is doing and the government's doing? They're trying to make it look like, oh, they care so much about you. They care so much about you that they are going to demand and penalize hospitals if they don't make sure you're taken care of and baby carriaged to one place or another. Yet they don't give us the tools to allow that to happen. If hospitals are understaffed and are barely making their budgets, where do they get the extra staff to sit there and make the phone calls? It's almost like Medicare has set us up to fail. Right now, they are saying, in the Midwest and South especially, the number of patients held for observation rose by more than 25% as hospitals tried to hold down first-time admissions that could lead to readmissions. So now we have a 25% increase of Medicare patients not being admitted to the hospital and being stuck in the ER just to protect the penalty that Medicare is threatening the hospital. Why do we have to have threats? Mandates and penalties and fines, why are they threatening us? Why are we turning into a government or turning into a country where we have to live by threats? And my question to you all is, why the hell are we putting up with this? We're all going to be on Medicare eventually, whether it exists or not. Some of you that are 30 years old, I hope you're listening. Don't think, oh, this is an old person problem, because 65 ain't old. I'm telling you that right now. You're going to be 65. It's going to come quickly. I'm going to be 65 in 24 years. 24 years ago, how old was I? 17? I mean, I remember being 17 pretty easily, you know, pretty darn clearly, and it doesn't seem that long ago. And in fact, time goes quicker. Life is like a roll of toilet paper. I guess if I always say this wrong, the closer you get to the center or the end, the faster it rolls. We're screwed. And our current Medicare patients now are getting stuck in ERs. Why? Because of the way the government is setting this up. What are we going to do about it, people? I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or email me at drdahlia.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355. 213-405-5355. 5355 or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid, proven plant protection, guaranteed or your money back.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook. And if you have a Droid, you can download our free app and you can listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show anywhere you want to and as long as you want to. All right, Patty, Doctor, listening to you out of Des Moines, this is what has been happening with my mother on a weekly basis. She has ovarian cancer and peritonitis, so she needs to be drained, but when she gets a fever and feels ill, she needs to be admitted to get fluids and antibiotics. How do I make the ER listen to me and admit her? Oh, all right. You guys understand peritonitis is where you get fluid filling up in the abdomen. We see this with people with liver failure, with ovarian cancer, patients with peritonitis and fluid buildup. I mean, they look like they're pregnant with twins. It's very uncomfortable. And we usually have patients go through the ER, get drained, and then leave and go home. But you're 100% right. If your mom starts getting a fever and feels ill, can't keep fluids down, etc., she does need to be admitted. Oh, I wish you were live and called in because I'd love to ask you more. But this is exactly what's happening. I'm assuming your mother's on Medicare. This is horrible. So what do you do? How do you get the emergency room to listen to you? I don't know. I don't know. I mean, one, you could call them on it. You know, you could say, look, is it because she's Medicare and you don't want to get penalized? I mean, it's a shame because you see what the government's doing. They're putting you up against the hospital. That's how it's always been. All right. They want the doctor and the patient fighting. They want the hospital and the patient fighting. Government is making it look like it's the doctor's fault or the hospital's fault. All right. And yes, it would be nice for the doctor to stand up to Medicare and say, I'm going to admit this patient no matter what. But the hospital's saying, we're going to fire you because if we get penalized 1-3% of what Medicare pays us per year, we're losing thousands of dollars. You'll get fired. What does the ER doc do? This is not how we want to practice medicine as physicians. And that's not how you as patients want your doctor to practice medicine. You don't want your doctor to be thinking about dollar signs. And that's exactly what's happening. When we discussed a couple months ago how emergency room doctors are being penalized for ordering CAT scans that turn out to be normal. So let's say your child has a head injury. You're worried he could have a bleed because he's been throwing up and he's tired. The ER doctor orders a CAT scan of the head. Thankfully, the CAT scan is normal. Your son does not have a bleed. It was just a concussion. You're going to be sent home with some instructions to watch a child. That doctor gets penalized because the test came back normal. So are we trying to set up some sort of a situation such that the doctor is hoping to high heaven that it's not abnormal so he doesn't get penalized for having done a test that turned out to be against what the hospital wanted? That's ridiculous. You don't want the doctor rooting against you. You want the doctor rooting with you. Now, most doctors won't. They're going to want the child to be fine. But why are we putting doctors in a situation where they're getting penalized? Why are we putting hospitals in a situation where they get penalized? Because where does this trickle down to? The patient. So I don't know what to do. I mean, one thing I could maybe suggest is to try to take your loved one to a hospital whose ER isn't that busy, such that they aren't in a room with four other people. You know, when I was in training at University Medical Center, great hospital to train. I am a huge fan of University Medical Center. I did a lot of ER, and my ER experience there helped me be able to man an ER in Lake Havasu. So I'm very, very grateful. But one joke that the residents and the doctors had was at the time, 20-some years ago, there was the gynecological room. And the gynecological room for any gynecological emergencies, et cetera, had about, I think, six beds. And so the doctors used to call it Busch Gardens, which I thought as a woman was completely inappropriate, and I would say so, but that's what the guys were calling it, Busch Gardens. Okay, very inappropriate, extremely inappropriate. All right, but it was a room that had six, seven patients, if I remember correctly, at a time. You know, and one of the very few advantages you have at a hospital is if you're put in a semi-private room or private room. I mean, you know, most hospital rooms, they have four people to a room, but it's still kind of big enough where there's some separation and hopefully some sort of air circulatory filtration system. Many rooms are semi-private where there's only two beds. And then there are some hospitals that have all private rooms. Very nice. Very nice. Hopefully you aren't getting the flesh-eating bacteria or the tuberculosis or whatever that the other person could be carrying before they get diagnosed, before the cultures come back. And so, I mean, if you are stuck in the ER and your Medicare mother or Medicare father or your Medicare spouse is being told that they have to be in the ER for that many days, I would raise hell. I would raise hell. Or I would call another hospital to see if you could transfer to another ER. It just, it stinks because it's really not, this isn't ultimately the ER's fault. It's this whole Medicare system. But what's really frustrating for my listeners and for my patients is I know many of you are like, well, then I'm not going to have Medicare. What else can you do? You know, I'm looking at what I'm paying for health insurance, and I can't stand what I'm paying. I mean, part of me is looking forward to Medicare because I have been paying taxes and paying dues for decades. I plan to continue paying that, and I'm well aware that Medicare may not exist for me. But when you're 70 years old, 80 years old, and if you're not working, what health insurance can you honestly afford? You're stuck with Medicare. The government is thrilled with this. They have a captive audience. They own you. They have control over our baby boomers now. Medically, they have control over your medical destiny. They do. And all they have to do is kick out a few more doctors and they can get even more control. I don't know. I don't know what I would do if I was in your position right now. You know, it's scary to think that you could go to a hospital and not get admitted. Now, remember, according to this article, they're saying the majority is occurring in the Midwest and the South. All right. I haven't heard as drastic statistics coming from the East Coast or West Coast. But I don't know. Now, one thing that may help, all right, if we want to work around this, is having your doctor do direct admissions. All right? Many times your doctor does not admit to the hospital. Many of us physicians, and it's unfortunate, but because of the way insurance is and because of the way, with our time and our schedules, we don't admit you to the hospital. You know, many years ago, there was one hospital per city you were living in. So you would see patients, your doctor's office would be connected to the hospital, so you could back and forth at lunchtime, before your clinic, after clinic, see your patients and leave. But many of us doctors don't live near a hospital. Many insurance companies don't allow you to go to certain hospitals. So where I practice, I could have a patient in five different hospitals at one time. Then there's no time for me to be with my patients in the clinic. So many of us doctors have a hospitalist, somebody that just sees patients in the hospital. Now, the problem with that is, one, they don't know you. Right. So they kind of have to start over and they got to get your records and they have to meet you for the first time. And number two, usually the doctor, if they can't communicate with the hospitalist or they think you need to be stabilized, they'll just send you to the ER. It's easier, it's quicker, and it's safer from a liability standpoint. Now, one way around this is to find a doctor who actually does their own admissions. Now, these doctors were the old-time doctors, I think the real good doctors. These are the doctors that gave us a warm feeling in our tummy. And you all probably have the, maybe the Marcus Welby type. You know, you have good memories of that doctor that would see you in the hospital. That's probably what you need. You need to sit down and say, look, I hear what's happening. I hear if you have Medicare, you're being stuck in the ER. Because they don't want to not only readmit you, but admit you to begin with and later get fined. Is there any way you could send me from the office directly into a hospital bed? So just plan ahead. So if, God forbid, you do get pneumonia or congestive heart failure or peritonitis, your doctor can put you right from his office into a hospital bed. All right, don't go away. We'll hit medical headlines. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you can take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items. Supreme customer service. Very low. low shipping and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout, and CampingSurvival.com will take 5% off your order. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Going on now. Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again with up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally freeze dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry now through June 30th. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because more Americans than ever are worried about having enough money in retirement, frustrated with losses in their 401ks or mutual funds, and upset about skyrocketing government debt and being ravaged by taxes. The Wall Street casino has recently had all the previous gains of 2012 wiped out. And after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call 888-885-8820 to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to safely grow their wealth. Call 888-885-8820. Get your free book right now at 888-885-8820.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So researchers think they have developed an experimental vaccine that could stop nicotine addiction. Now, it's only worked in mice, but what this is, what this is intended to do is if you smoke and the nicotine comes into the bloodstream, your liver produces antibodies. They say the liver does. I'm a little confused why it's liver, because usually your antibodies are produced by your blood cells, actually. But we'll just let this go for now. But the vaccine works by the antibodies preventing the nicotine from reaching the brain and the heart. So the antibodies will block the nicotine from getting there. Now, remember we discussed how Chantix works, where Chantix is a medication such that it acts like a nicotine decoy, where it hits the brain, but it's not real nicotine. So when you try to go off smoking, you don't feel like you're withdrawing because the nicotine, quote, dummy nicotine, decoy nicotine, is already in the receptors. This is trying to block nicotine before it even gets to the brain. So it holds a promise. It's only been used thus far in mice. We still have to do multiple tests, you know, until we could use it in human trials. But I like the idea. I do like the idea. Now, previous vaccines have failed. We'll see what this one can do. Very interesting. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They say weight loss may actually help men with their testosterone levels. They say shedding pounds may help overweight men with low testosterone boost their levels. Overweight men, they say, are more likely to have low levels of testosterone, whereas women will usually have higher levels of testosterone because of the fat conversion. All right. So what they did is they looked at 900 overweight middle-aged Irish men with prediabetes. People with prediabetes have high blood sugars, but they aren't high enough to be considered diabetic. We've talked about prediabetes, blood sugars between 100 and 120, triglycerides being high. Now, you know, alcohol can do that as well. I think a lot of people who drink alcohol could be prediabetic. But usually we take a look at your blood sugar, we look at your triglycerides, and if your glycohemoglobin, that blood test we use to monitor diabetes, is over 6, between 6 and 7, we'll probably diagnose you with prediabetes. You might be a prediabetic. So men were assigned to one of three treatments. One group was told to eat lower fat, lower calorie diet, exercise about 150 minutes a week. A second group took the diabetes drug metformin. Third group took placebo. Among the healthy lifestyle group, the rate of low testosterone levels dropped from 20% to 11%. The rate of low testosterone didn't budge in the diabetes group. So the testosterone drop didn't occur as much as men that lost weight. Now, remember what I discussed with you all. If your testosterone goes down as you age, it's really not a male menopause. All right? That's what we believed. We thought men mimicked women. Okay? Women's estrogen drops as they age, so men's testosterone drops when they age. But we found that not to be true. Many of my healthy men who 60, 70 have great testosterone levels. They have wonderful testosterone levels. So if your testosterone is low, that could signify that there could be something else going wrong. Now, we see diabetes and testosterone hand in hand. People that are diabetic have low testosterone. Which came first, the chicken or the egg? You know, when my father had diabetes, he had low testosterone. He was losing muscle mass. So the doctor ran both tests, started giving him testosterone supplementation, and started to treat him with the diabetes. So we see low testosterone and diabetes go hand in hand. So it makes sense. You try to cure the diabetes, looks like the testosterone could improve. So it's interesting, but I don't think many men get their testosterone level checked. I do understand it could be kind of a costly blood test. I get that. And as insurance companies are covering less and less, it's difficult to convince them. Some of my patients or my listeners will write me saying, Dr. Dalia, how do I get blood tests paid for? And that's a good question. We may want to spend time. You never lie, and you never ask your doctor to lie. But there are certain diagnoses that will allow certain tests to be done. Like, for example, if you need a colonoscopy, in the olden days, colonoscopies were not covered as a physical. We are noticing that many insurance companies are now covering the colonoscopy. They may not cover the biopsies. They may not cover the upper endoscopy. But we are noticing more insurance companies are covering the colonoscopy. However, rather than a routine code, I notice many gastroenterologists will ask you if you ever had a history of stools that have changed, blood in the stool, diarrhea, constipation, abdominal bloating. Well, most of us could probably say, yeah, my stools change. One week they're soft, one week they aren't. That is sometimes enough for a colonoscopy to be covered. All right, so let's say testosterone. Let's say, you know, our gentlemen want to get a testosterone test covered. Well, fatigue, maybe. Fatigue is tough. We try to use fatigue to run tests for anemia and thyroid, and sometimes it doesn't work. We have to use something else. But fatigue, loss of libido, erectile dysfunction, muscle mass, and maybe even depression. So you could try any of, again, don't lie. But if you have any of those, if you're like, you know, I have less muscle mass than I did a couple years ago, I'm noticing my muscle go down, then honestly tell your doctor that. All right, no reason to lie. right? Diabetes testing. If you have high cholesterol, diabetes testing should be covered. If you're a diabetic, cholesterol should be covered. If you have high blood pressure, diabetes and cholesterol testing should be covered. If you have any condition, thyroid should be covered. It should be. But it's the hormone tests that are very expensive, and these are the ones that are tricky. And, of course, PSAs. PSA is a difficult one because the U.S. Task Force has recommended that we don't run the test. And it's like, oh, come on, really? Really? So what could you use for PSA? Well, if your prostate is enlarged, that should qualify you for a PSA. If you have enlarged prostate, if you have any issues with incontinence, if you have any issues with straining or dribbling or your stream, that may constitute enough of a diagnosis for your PSA. But Dr. Dahlia, to appropriately diagnose a large prostate, that means somebody has to do a rectal exam on me. True? I mean, it's really hard for you to examine your own prostate. I mean, if you are able to, I commend you. Just wash your hands afterwards. But yes, you're going to need some sort of documentation that your prostate is enlarged. Well, Dr. Dahlia, I had an exam back in 1992, and my prostate was enlarged. Well, I guess you could use that. I mean, if you have some documentation that the prostate was enlarged by a previous exam, you could. But really, don't be afraid of the rectal exam. You know, doctors don't leave things in there. I know everyone's like, oh, Dr. Dahlia, your nail's going to fall off, or you're going to leave some sort of... No, we don't put anything in. We examine and we get out. We're, you know, we make it very easily. We make it very easy. But, you know, if you want your PSA checked, that's an idea. And if any of you are having issues getting your lab work covered and need ideas for diagnoses, again, you have to be honest. It's just sometimes you forget that you have these symptoms. I mean, I have patients come in and say, Dr. Dahlia, check my thyroid because I'm gaining weight. Well, or I'm not able to lose weight. Well, that's not enough. Okay, but how's your sleep? How are your periods? Oh, my periods are abnormal. Well, that allows us to check your thyroid and your hormones. You see, sometimes you forget that you have other symptoms that we could use because your primary concern is, well, I want to lose weight, right? Just like with men. I just want to make sure I don't have prostate cancer. But you forget that you've had issues with urination or erectile dysfunction, etc. Fine, tell the doctor if you honestly have them. We could use those as an excuse to hopefully get the test done. I mean, we are going to have to be, I don't want to use the word crafty because we are doing everything by the book, but we're going to have to do like ants do. They find a way around and get what they need to and then go back home and hang out with Queen Bee. That's what we need to do. While insurance is making it impossible for us doctors and patients to get what we need done. All right, guys, don't go away. We've got another hour. If not, have a great rest of the way home. And don't forget to download our free Droid app. Y'all take care.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.